For WSIU In Focus, I'm Brad Palmer. A teacher at a Southern Illinois school is taking a unique approach to help her students have more fun in learning how to write. Kelly Flam is a fifth grade teacher at Cobden Elementary School. This academic year, she decided to start a school newspaper.
Usually when I get to my first writing in English, they're all, oh, you know, I don't want to write. But, I mean, I had students jumping up and down. So it brought back to mind, okay, what about a newspaper?
Flam says she had this in mind years ago, but the school administration at that time didn't give her the go-ahead to do it. She says current principal Edwin Shoemate supports the idea. Flam says she believes there are many benefits to allowing some of her students to become journalists at such a young age.
I want them to be more confident and enjoy writing. I also want them to develop their revising and editing skills, because that is something that is a struggle in fifth grade as well. I would like for them to gain confidence and be able to talk to people a little bit better. But as well as teaching my fifth graders, I also want to create an atmosphere in our school building where we acknowledge and we praise those for what they do good instead of pointing out their weaknesses. So I want to kind of create a family atmosphere in our building with this.
The first edition of Apple Knocker News, which targets students in pre-K through fifth grade, was published just before Thanksgiving.
We covered a story about the second graders' field trip, and then we got to hear some of the student voices as well. So we interviewed the teachers and some of the students. We did kind of a self-help section about how to make new friends. A student also wrote about, are you getting enough sleep? So gave them some pointers on getting enough sleep. And then our front page article, we interviewed Mr. Shoemate about the technology that we have here at the school, because new to the school this year, we have a 1-to-1 ratio, and all of our students have Kindles, and then fifth grade also has Chromebooks, and we have 3D printers as well.
Flam has 9 students currently working on stories for the newspaper, but she says that may grow.
Since our first edition came out, a lot of the students are really excited now, and they want to write for the newspaper as well.
The students meet periodically to go over how they're progressing on their stories. For the most part, Flam determines the story ideas.
I just do a little bit of research to try and get some ideas, or talk to other teachers to see what's going on in the building. I have let them know, though, that if they do come up with some ideas, as long as it's appropriate, they'll be able to write about it.
I was there on a day when the group was talking about their December edition. It'll feature toy reviews for the younger grades.
So you have to do that research by tomorrow.
Do we have to have the whole article done?
You do not have to have the whole article done. But you do need to know the basics about the game, so that if they have questions, you can tell them.
If your toy isn't exactly like a game, so instead of like putting how to play, should you just like put, if you have to like set it up, how to set it up and stuff like that instead?
You could put, yes, how to set it up, but also like yours is Magic Tracks, right? So you can go over like some of the different things that it can do, like how it's different from other like racetracks.
The December edition will also feature stories on a school dance, student comments on how they've been kinder and more compassionate, and a comic, which is part of Jackson Rendelman's duties.
Our teacher assigned some of us to do a comic, and I really like doing that. I have to come up with the jokes.
Eden Koshubsky's working on a comic based on her family, but she can't wait to do even more.
When I actually get to start interviewing somebody, maybe I can get something juicy and put that in the newspaper, so that'll be nice.
Working on a school newspaper has impacted the students in different ways. Mackenzie Jackson says it's allowed her to continue her love for writing, which started at an early age.
Whenever I was really little, I liked to just scribble on paper. And as I got older, I would start coming up with bigger words and filling out. And in first grade, we came up with stories, and I ended up writing 8 of them. And I still have them to date.
She says working on the newspaper has also improved her skills with her Chromebook and using Google Docs to send her articles for publishing. Emma Roberts says it's allowed her to use her writing skills in new ways.
When I was young, I used to just scribble around on paper. But now that I've gotten older, I've gotten older, I've learned that writing can teach you something. It is a little more advanced, but it's worth it.
Madison Moreland likes how her writing abilities have progressed.
In second grade, I started writing about real stories. And then as I got older, they just got more serious.
One way for young journalists to learn is to read professional writings, something Brianna Flick has started to do.
I read some articles in the Monday Pub sometimes. It helps me to see somebody writing professional, and then it helps me to write better.
As Lindsay Windings and Wyatt Fisher put it, the bottom line for the student journalists at Cobden Elementary School is they can channel their passions into a new outlet.
I love to draw, and I also love writing stories.
I liked writing, so I thought journalism would be fun.
The ninth member of the team is Grace Hawkins, who is absent the day of the taping. I'm Brad Palmer.